Blog Talk Radio.
Beginnings is not just for the young. Well, thank you for tuning in once again to Blog Talk Radio. We are New Beginnings Ministries. We're here every Wednesday starting at 7 o'clock, and we thank you for tuning in. We pray that that whatever is spoken or shared with on Blog Talk through New Beginnings Ministry that you are blessed by it. Amen. We're going to have prayer. Then we're going to go into our scripture, and we're going to kind of move forward from there. If you are listening by internet, you have an opportunity to call in and participate. Participate meaning that we are an interactive Bible study. Amen. We are an interactive Bible study. That means that you have an opportunity to call in and be a part of this Bible discussion for this evening. Amen. Up until 8 o'clock. When you call in, please make sure that your phones are muted. All those numbers that we see on the screen, we make sure that the microphones are open so you can talk or share at any time. And when you do share, please keep in mind that we can hear everything in the background. So please make sure that your mics are muted. Amen. And then when you have an opportunity or when you would like to share something, you can unmute it. Or I will just, you know, close the microphones off and you would have to push the number one. You have to push the number one in order to participate with the discussion. We're going to have a prayer and then we're going to move forward. Father God, we thank you for this opportunity. We just give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise. We thank you for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we ask that you would just bless the listeners for this evening. Father, we just pray that we would all be on one accord. So we pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that as we look into your word, Heavenly Father, that you would just give someone a revelation, Heavenly Father, that you would speak to someone's heart, something that they may be going through or a challenge or whatever the case may be, but your word would speak to their hearts, Heavenly Father. We don't do this just for form or fashion, Heavenly Father, but we just come to encourage each other, Heavenly Father, and bless the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you bless the sick and afflicted, bless those who know you and those that don't. Father, we just give you all the honor, the glory, and the praise in the majestic name of Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, we're going to move forward, and we're going to, read the scripture as we're coming from. Well, let me just start off, I guess. I'm kind of moving a little bit too fast. Our title this evening is God Has Plans for Your Life. God has plans for your life. Amen? So meaning that we are talking about you as well as us. God has plans for all of our lives. So that is the topic. And we are coming from 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 16. Again, we are coming from 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 16. And I'm going to read the scripture all the way through, and then we're going to go through and exegetically just break it down. Sure, that would be wonderful. We're going to break it down and just, you know, have a discussion in terms of what the word may be saying to you. Amen? As we go through this reading. Amen.
Okay, 1 Corinthians 2, chapter 2. Verse 9, and I'll read it in the King James Version. You said 9 to what?
9 through 16.
9 through 16. Praise the Lord. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Would you like me to read it in the Living Bible version? Okay, in the Living Bible translation, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. That is what is meant by the scriptures, which say that no mere man has ever seen, heard, or even imagined what wonderful things God has ready for those who love the Lord. But we know about these things because God has sent his Spirit to tell us, and his Spirit searches out and shows us all of God's deepest secrets. No one can really know what anyone else is thinking or what he is really like except that person himself. And no one can know God's thoughts except God's own Spirit. And God has actually given us his Spirit, not the world's spirit, to tell us about the wonderful free gifts of grace and blessings that God has given us. In telling you about these gifts, we have even used the very words given to us by the Holy Spirit, not words that we as men might choose. So we use the Holy Spirit's words to explain the Holy Spirit's facts. But the man who isn't a Christian can't understand and can't accept these thoughts from God, which the Holy Spirit teaches us. They sound foolish to him, because only those who have the Holy Spirit within them can understand what the Holy Spirit means. Others just can't take it in. But the spiritual man has insight into everything, and that bothers and baffles the man of the world, who can't understand him at all. How could he? For certainly he has never been one to know the Lord's thoughts, or to discuss them with him, or to move the hands of God by prayer. But strange as it seems, we Christians actually do have within us a portion of the very thought and mind of Christ.
Amen, amen, amen. And when we look at it, and we look at the first part, and it says that, but it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of men the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Amen. And looking at that, you know, what my interpretation that I received from that is that we're looking at, I have not seen, we're talking about humanity, we're talking about man, you know, on earth, have not seen, Neither have not heard, neither entered into the heart of man, meaning that we was ignorant to the word of God. We was ignorant to the word of God. We did not understand the word of God until it was spoken or preached by a preacher. But otherwise, prior to that, no one can understand God except by the Spirit of God, except by the Spirit of God. So when we look at this, eyes have not seen, nor heard, nor ear heard, meaning that we are ignorant. We are ignorant to the mysteries of God. We are ignorant to the mysteries of God. Amen? And that's when we look at that, that's where we're coming from. Are there any comments? As I go through this, I am going to open up for any comments. Or anyone that may have a comment, I do see a question mark here, and I'm going to open it up for, I believe that's a 212 area code. Amen?
Hello?
Amen.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Did you want to make a comment?
No, I was just listening in.
Okay. Amen.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you for tuning in. And, you know, whenever God speaks to your heart and you want to share something or how you interpret that or you want to share that, please do. We are the Connected Bible Study. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Okay. But as it is written, I have not. And when we talk about that, we're looking at that in terms of we do not understand the mysteries of God. We cannot understand the mysteries of God. Only through the Holy Spirit is how we receive the word. Amen?
Amen.
It is not received from a human side. It is understood from a spiritual side. The Spirit knows the Spirit of God. Amen? And that's how that is communicated to you and myself. Through the Spirit. Amen? So as we move forward on 1 Corinthians 2:10, but God has revealed to them unto them by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. And as I said, you know, kind of talked about it before, the Spirit is how God communicates to you and I through the Spirit. Unfortunately, oftentimes, we have the Holy Spirit within us, and the Holy Spirit is to guide and direct us. But oftentimes, we do not listen to the Spirit. Amen? Sometimes we go off of our human nature. We go off of our human nature and begin to start to make our own decisions. And we know within ourselves that the Spirit is saying that we need to do one thing, but yet we tend to turn a deaf ear. We have a deaf ear rather than allowing the Holy Spirit to reveal to us what God is saying to you and myself. And God is always speaking to us. It's just a matter of do we take the time to listen. Amen? And before we move on, we're going to go any comments?
Well, you know, I like to look at the context, too. But before I do that, let me tell you what I saw today. I was looking through the channels, and I came across one of those court shows. And what caught my eye, and I didn't have time to listen to it all the way through, but I want you to get the part that I did listen to on there. It was a woman who was suing a minister, and she said she was suing him because she had heard him on the radio and heard about his healing ministry. And she had arthritis really bad, and so she was coming for prayer, and she wanted to be healed. So when she went up for prayer, she said that the minister's ushers and I guess his armor bearer and whoever, and I'm kind of paraphrasing because, as I said, I didn't watch it to the very end. They were there, and they told her to just relax. That if she felt like she was falling, just relax, that they would be there and they would catch her. And so she said that that she went up for prayer and that he went with other people. And her first thing that she said she went to the stage. So it let me know that she wasn't church, you know, because we say to the altar. We don't call it a stage. And so she went to the altar, to the stage, as she said. And she said that that he touched her and nothing happened. And he went on to the next person, and he laid hands on that person, and that person was slain in the spirit, or she said was fell back and fell out. And so she said everybody fell back and fell out except for her. And so she wanted her, she was upset about that because she didn't feel anything. And she said she was going off of the stage, and she fell. So I guess when she fell, she broke something. But the minister said that he didn't touch her then. He didn't lay hands on her again, that she might have fallen out, she may have tripped over something, but she was blaming him for the fall and for whatever injury she may have incurred. And she was saying that he wasn't real because she didn't feel it. But yet the other people that were there, this is what I got out of it, but the other people that were there received the healing and received the blessing of his of him laying hands on her. So I don't know anything about this man's ministry or not, but it just spoke to, reminded me of it as we started with this scripture, that the Holy Spirit is present when the whole, when you have received the Holy Spirit and you're communing with God and have a relationship with God, your understanding of things is going to be different from those who do not. So someone in the world, it may have looked like these people just fell out or he pushed them down or whatever. But to those that are in the spirit, they know that something was received, that there was some type of transaction there. She said she didn't feel it, but obviously the other people did. So not having the Holy Spirit, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, not being in Christ, or, and I'm not saying maybe she, you know, I'm not saying that she didn't have, didn't know the Lord or whatever, but I'm saying that she did not have, she didn't receive what the other people received, and sometimes that's a matter of relationship and of the spirit. And that's what I believe the scripture is saying, that that it's by the spirit that we come to an understanding of the things of God, that he reveals himself more and more to us the closer that we get to him and the more of a relationship we develop with him. Just like in our marriage relationship, when I first met my husband, it, he didn't ask me to marry him the first time we met. We got to know each other. We talked. We found out that we had mutual friends. We found out that we were of the same faith. We found out that his affiliation with the church was the same church that I had been affiliated with, things like that. So then we got to know each other. And the more we got to know each other, the more we shared. The more we shared. You don't share with a stranger. You don't open yourself up to a stranger. So the more you get to know someone and develop a relationship with someone, the more intimate the relationship begins and the more you share in that relationship.
Amen.
And then I hope that connects
it. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, are there any comments? Any comments on this? Any comments? The mics are open. Amen. And keep in mind, we are an interactive Bible study and we are not here to judge one another. We're here to encourage one another through the Word of God. Amen?
And we're not here to entertain. We're here to learn. So we can all learn from one another.
Amen. Amen. So as we move on, it says, God has not revealed it to them, the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. And meaning we write back to allow that the Spirit of the spirit that we have within us is what communicates with God. And when we are, as we are going through life, my interpretation is, as we are going through life and we are understanding new things day by day. We are understanding new things day by day. And through the Word of God and the Spirit of God, which things have been revealed, things are revealed to us, we have a choice of determining to determine whether we are going to listen to the Spirit of God or to the Word of God, or we are going to reject it. So the Spirit is constantly searching all things in the deep things of God, meaning the deep things of God, the mysteries revealing to us the mysteries. And I don't know about you, but in my life, oftentimes, things happen, and I don't understand how they happen, but I know they happen. And I know that it was only through the grace of God that it happened.
Amen.
So that's almost like, you know, an interpretation of understanding that we are ignorant in our own sense, our human nature. In our human nature. And that's why how when we get in contact with God, we can get in contact with God, or we communicate with God through his word by the Spirit that's within us. The more that we read the Word of God, the more that we study the Word of God, the more we begin to start to understand little by little of what the word or what is it is meant through this. And here, that's my interpretation. Paul his quote. Paul quoted this. In actuality, if you look it up for later, that came from Isaiah 44:4. Isaiah 44:4, and Paul is quotes those words from Isaiah. It's also found in the books of Elijah. Amen. So all through the Bible, through Isaiah, through Elijah, they are all prophets who are speaking the word or speaking God's word through the Spirit. Amen. It's not them speaking through human nature or through their human interpretation. It comes by the Spirit. It comes by the Spirit. So when we look at that, God reveals it to them by the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, deep things unto God, searches all the mysteries of God and how God is speaking to his people. Amen.
Amen.
Moving on to 1 Corinthians 2:11. 1 Corinthians 2:11. It says, "For what man knows the things of man? For what man knows the things of man except the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knows no man, but the spirit of God." Meaning here is that for what man knows, the only thing that we know in our earthly journey is man.
Mm-hmm.
It's human nature. We communicate through human nature, and we understand each other, at least for some part of it. There are some things, you know, communicating through humanity we don't understand. But overall, that's how we communicate. And when we communicate with each other, we understand that. But here it's saying, it says, for what man knows the things of man. The things that we know are the things that man has created, or the laws of man, or the things of this earth, we understand through human nature. What we don't understand is the Spirit, which is of God. The Spirit, which is of God. And that is revealed to us, and as I said before, that is revealed to us little by little. God reveals things to us little by little through the Holy Spirit. And oftentimes we move away from, or we get away from understanding or remembering that the Holy Spirit is what guides and directs us. That's how God communicates to us. And when we're only a shell on this earth, we're only a shell, and the Holy Spirit dwells within the temple of this shell.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit dwells in you. The Holy Spirit dwells in me and all of us. The Holy Spirit dwells within us. And that Holy Spirit that dwells within us, that's why it says we are the temple of God. The Holy Spirit resides in this temple that is within us.
If your temple is clean, and if you've invited the Holy Spirit, the Lord, to live in you.
That is true. That is true. And amen. And that has to be an invitation. It does not just happen by, it just does not happen just to be happening. We have to invite the Holy Spirit in. Amen. It's almost like you being at home and you have a choice of inviting someone into your house or not. You can choose not to. You can choose not to. So that is the interpretation of that side and how we interpret that side of it. I'm going to open up the mics as we go on. And, you know, I don't like to do a lot of talking because I like to hear from the people of God. I like to hear from the people of God, amen, so that we are able to share and talk and digest the Word of God together. God does not want it to be one-sided. He wants his children to be able to encourage each other, to be able to lift each other up, to be able to digest together the Word of God. And that's what Bible study is all about. We come together, Bible study, to learn the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
And prayerfully, it is to help us within our lives, within our lives, within our journey. So the mics are open. Any comments? Any comments? Amen. Amen.
Hi.
Yes.
Hi. Amen.
Yes. Did you want to make a comment?
Yes, I'd like to make a comment. Okay.
Go ahead. Yes, come here. Mic's open.
I just like to make a comment. When you go back to 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, where it says, eyes have not seen or heard, when I look at the scripture, that encouraged me even the more, because when I look at my life, you know, God has taken me through ministry to places that I never thought I could go and never believed to be in. And where I'm at in ministry, it's in the position that I'm in, it's a wonderful thing because I'm ministering to people. I'm bringing lost souls to Christ. People being healed, people being delivered, people being set free through the words that come out of my mouth, which is, of course, the instrument I'm being used by God. And so when I look at that scripture, it just encourages me the more that he even has a plan for my life.
Amen.
And that he has my back.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
And I just Amen. Thank God for that, for seeing
Amen.
That. Because sometimes when we in the dark and we in a weary land and we're not walking the way we should, when we look at that scripture, we realize, you know what, God does have a plan for you. You know, just
Amen.
Trust him. Just believe in him. And believe that
Amen.
And know that he will do what he says. For you
Amen.
And for your life.
Amen. Amen. And that's a beautiful testimony,
so.
You know, to trust in God, you know, to trust in God. And believe it or not, that is very, you know, oftentimes people have a difficult time trusting
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say that they trust him, but then when a situation happens in our lives, it depends on how much faith do we have to trust him, to know, as you said, he has our back. And that is so true.
Exactly.
God is always with us. God is always with us. But we have to believe that. We have
that's
to
right.
believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a blessing. That's a wonderful testimony to hear how God is using you in through mm-hmm. your ministry. Amen? And
Amen.
People, you know, those who are listening via phone, via internet, you know, that's how we encourage each other, to let others know, you know, what God is doing in our lives.
Amen.
You know, because when you look out there, you look at on an average basis, if you're not talking to those who have been blessed, then you really think and you begin to start to question, is God doing anything out there? And God is doing everything. He's doing something new every minute. He is blessing someone every minute. And what we are supposed to do is we are supposed to share that testimony to let others know, you know what? God has done for me, he'll do the same for you.
Amen.
So that is a wonderful testimony.
Amen. And I also like just to say in the 10th verse too, you know, if you want to know the secrets of God, you got to allow him to come in. You got to
mm-hmm.
open up your spirit and see it through the spirit realm, because God operates in the spirit. And so
Amen.
If you want to know the secrets of God and how God operates, begin to allow him to begin to open up yourself and invite him in. Because remember, God is not a pushover God. You know,
Amen.
He's not going to bogart his way in. You have to
Amen.
Open up your spirit, open up your heart to receive him. And then he can begin
Amen.
To show you
Amen.
The secrets of him.
Yes.
And it can show you your purpose of your life.
Amen.
So, you know, if you want to know your purpose, you know, if you want to know why you're here on this earth, begin to open up your heart and let him come in and
mm-hmm.
let him show you through the Spirit.
Amen.
Let
Amen.
Him show you.
Amen.
Because I'll say this one thing and I'll stop talking. I remember times that I could be laying before the Lord, and I was just starting. I was in ministry, but I was starting to get more deeper in ministry with him, and God was beginning to show me some things. And I'd be laying in my bed or laying on a couch, and he would come, the Spirit would come, and would want to take me through, you know, through the Spirit and show me things, and I would get frightened and scared to go through those things because he was trying to show me something, and I would just, like, wake up out of it. But now as I've grown in ministry, when God comes in and he wants to show me, I allow him to take me through in the Spirit and show me the things that I need to know. And it has prepared me for where I'm at today. So what I'm
Amen.
Saying to you is, if he's coming to you, open up. Let him take you through that journey in the Spirit so he can show you, and you will be prepared for the things that he has for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Any more comments? Any more comments? Amen. I love when we have an interactive Bible study because it becomes, you know, it becomes what we're just sharing, you know. And as I'm looking at these numbers, the numbers are from all over, from different cities, and we can still, you know, talk about the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
Any more comments?
I had a comment, but the previous caller, she answered my question. I had a question about inviting the Holy Spirit in, and because I know the Bible says, you know, the steps of a good man are ordered, so that was my question or comment, like, how do you invite the Holy Spirit in? But she basically answered it for me.
Oh, amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And I'm going to leave that. I'm going to leave that since you brought that up. How do you invite the Holy Spirit in? Amen. So I believe that was Atlanta. We're going to, you know, if you would like to address that.
Amen. This is Elder Rose.
Elder Rose.
Yeah.
Pastor Rose.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the way that you invite the Holy Spirit in is meditating on the Word, you know, reading His Word and allowing that Word to meditate in your spirit, and praying and just opening up your spirit, you know. One way I've let the Holy Spirit to really come in is through my worship. You know, I begin to worship, and I really begin to open up my spirit. You know, just simply saying, you know, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, I love you, Lord. You know, you're a simple worship, and that invites him in. And you
Amen.
Just begin to meditate on that,
Amen.
And he will come in.
Praise the Lord.
That's
Praise
one way
Lord.
How I allow the Lord to, that's how I allow the Holy Spirit to come into my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's through my worship, through my prayer, mm-hmm. through reading the Word and meditating on the Word.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And that is so important is, you know, and number one comes with the Word of God. Number one
mm-hmm.
comes the Word of God. And oftentimes people read the Word of God and become confused. They
mm-hmm.
become confused because they don't understand the Bible. They don't understand the Bible. I know I was like that when I first started reading. And when I would read the Bible, I would become so confused reading the Bible because I didn't understand what the Word said. But the more that we spend time reading
mm-hmm.
the Word of God, eventually God begins to start to speak to the spirit within us, and he reveals
okay.
what the Word is saying to us. So that comes with spending time. You know, and we can't, when it comes to spending time, all it says is that God is our best friend. God is our best friend. And when I speak to anyone in terms of how does someone become your best friend, that means that you spend time with them. You share with them personal things that no one else knows. No one else knows. You share that between you and your best friend. You know, you talk about, you get personal, and that's the way it is with God. God wants us to share our innermost personal things with Him. That sharing the Word, sharing that with God on a one-to-one relationship, and that calls for spending time with God in the Word. Amen? Through prayer, we pray to God, we're talking to God, and when we're reading the Word of God, God is talking to us.
Mm-hmm.
But that comes with, we got to spend, that's quiet time. This world is busy. This world is so busy that it takes us out of our realm of what we're really supposed to be doing. We get caught up in the world, and we don't get caught up in the Word.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We lose out on the Word. And that's just the way quiet time with the Lord is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Quiet time with the Lord is so important. And God, you know, my sister, you know, that was speaking, God will, you know, God, that was exactly correct. Taking time and opening yourself up to reveal yourself to the Lord. Amen? And God will speak. God will speak to you.
I'm late. But also I'd like to interject as well. You know, when I begin to read the Bible, or any time when I read the Bible, I pray first. And I ask God to give me understanding of what I'm reading. And not only understanding, open up revelation, you know, so I can go deeper. Because sometimes we can read a scripture one time, and then we can read it another time and get a whole another concept, basically, or a whole nother. Not that God changes, but He just takes you deeper. But for me, sister, what I do is I always pray first. Lord, when I'm about to read this word, open up my understanding. Give me understanding through your Holy Spirit. Through your Holy Spirit, give me understanding, because the Holy Spirit knows all things. Give me understanding and open up your revelation to me. And you know what? The Lord will meet you right where you are. And don't rush through the scripture. Don't rush through the verses. You know, take your time. Absorb it. And God will definitely, He'll definitely open, like the brother and the sister said, He'll definitely open you up. And you'll
Amen.
Receive.
Amen.
You'll receive just
Amen.
What He's given you.
Amen. You know, and that's what I love about this blog talk. You know, we can share and encourage and help one another. And that's the way God wants it. God wants us to be able to share and help one another. And that's why I'm always praying that this Bible blog does, this Bible time that we share together. It doesn't make a difference where you're from, what state you're from. You know, we all come together on one accord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? We all come together on one accord.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about me, but it's about
Amen.
God.
Amen.
That's right.
And it's something else. When you're hungering for God so much, He'll put people in your pathway. When He knows that you're hungry and you're hungry for learning the Word, learning Him actually, because He is the Word, you know, He'll put people in your pathway as well. That, you know, not only Holy Spirit will do that for you, but He'll put people in your pathway that will help you with your understanding. He'll give you mentors to open up your understanding with His Word. You know, amen, amen.
Amen, amen,
amen.
Amen. Thank you for those comments. My sister, was that helpful?
Yes, that was very helpful. Thank you.
Amen, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. We're going to move on, and again, for those who just came on, you know, the topic is God has a plan for your life.
Oh, okay.
God has a plan for your life, and we're coming from 1 Corinthians 2, 9 through 16, which I don't think that we're going to get all the way through to 16 because of the time, but you know what, any time that we are spending good conversation and we're being fed, that's okay. You know, that's where we're supposed to be. Amen?
Amen.
It's quality time. It's quality time. We're on verse 2 Corinthians 2:12 right now. And it says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right back to what we were talking about before, my sister was talking about before, in terms of how do you allow the Holy Spirit to come in. And when it says, now we have received not the spirit of the world. And please understand that there is a spirit in the world as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it the adversary. We call that the adversary.
Yeah.
Those the spirit, the adversary, those in the world are those who are not of God, who reject God. That's the spirit. God says either you're for me or you are against me. Amen? And all we can do is speak what the word says. And it says, now we have received not the spirit of the world. We're not receiving the spirit of the enemy, but it's saying, but the spirit of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
Mm-hmm.
God freely gives, he freely gives to us. The most important thing is he gave his son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, that we might have this opportunity to sit here and talk and lift up the name of Jesus.
When you were saying that, it reminded me of those, the people of God, the people of the church as being peculiar people.
Mm-hmm.
And that so others, the people in the world, think we're strange because they don't understand. They think we're weird when we clap and raise our hands and shout and that we pray and that we display in the spirit. That's strange and odd behavior. But that's okay because we're not common. So the world, those in the world, are common. It's common thought, common, you know, really no thought. But when you start dwelling on spiritual things and become interested in the things of God and have a longing to have a relationship with God, to know his heart, to know his character, to be a part of the kingdom, you invite the Lord in, that you invite the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in, that you have Jesus Christ in your heart, then you act a little bit different because your inside is different. Inside, internally, you're different. Your heart is different. Your thoughts are different. So you are a peculiar person. You stand out. You're different from the world.
Amen. And actually, I'd like to bounce off that too. And actually, when it says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, I believe that is talking about salvation. You talk about the Holy Spirit coming in. The Holy Spirit, once you get saved, I mean, not just saved, truly saved, the Spirit of God comes there. Holy Spirit is there. Holy Spirit is there. Once you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, Holy Spirit is there. Because it's saying, we have not received not the spirit of the world. Meaning we've changed. And just like us, we've changed. And once that change, that transformation has come, you are that new creature in Christ Jesus. You are the peculiar person in Christ Jesus. You are, you do have the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All come. Hey, hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
But can I say something on to that effect, sister? The more it seems like sometimes the more you change, people they tend to step away from you. And I'm going through that myself right now. Folks are, you know, they don't know what's going on with me, but I talk, I speak to them differently. I don't do things I used to do. Now, rather they can see the things or not, but those folks, you know, hey, you call them, they don't answer the phone now, I noticed, you know. And I'm not ministering to them. I'm just in a different place, and like I said, you lose family, friends, folks just change.
Well, that's okay, because light can't, you know, how can two walk together unless they agree? You know,
amen.
Light and darkness cannot mix. You know,
amen.
And there are people that are leaving your presence and whatnot. Hey, it's okay, because light attracts light. And darkness can't even come in the vicinity, because once darkness comes, once darkness comes where light is, and I think Brother John said this one time, even a little pin, when him and I was talking one time, even if there's just a little bit of light, darkness gives away basically, because you see in the darkness, you see that light. So if people are falling away from you and moving to another state, I'm just kidding. You know what? It's all good.
Well, I love God more, so it don't bother me. It bothered me in the beginning, but the more I come and love God, the less I worry about what them folks say.
And you know, that's all of us, because it does, because we're so used to those that we love and those that we're friends with to be around us, because that's what we're used to. But just like Sister Suzanne said, we are a new creature. We are the peculiar. We're supposed to stand out, because light stands out.
Okay.
Amen. 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 You know, and that is so true. You know, when anytime that we get closer to God, then we begin to start to evaluate ourselves. We begin to start to evaluate ourselves. And you have to remember, you know, that we were pardoned because of our sin way back then. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, we was pardoned because of his sin, because people wanted to do what they wanted to do and not be obedient to the word of God. And that's what that was all about. That's what that was all about. You know, and so when Paul is speaking to the Corinthians at that time, you know, they didn't want to listen. They didn't want to hear the word of God. And that's what his letters were generated to get them to understand that they had to all come on one accord, that they should come on one accord. And that's where we are right now. We're trying, we're attempting to come on one accord, so that when we have things or questions, we can come to God, and God is going to lead us to someone who is going to give us the answers. But oftentimes, many people do not want to give up what they love.
You get comfortable with your friends. You get comfortable with your habits. If you stress, you go back to what you know, because it's comfortable. And a lot of most of these people know that it's not the best thing for them, but they're comfortable. What do they say? That change doesn't happen until you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. You don't change those habits until those habits, it becomes more uncomfortable to stay with those bad habits than to change and go to what you know is good. Even though the good may be the unknown, there's a promise of something different, something better in Christ. So believe what you know, you got to get uncomfortable with it. And I believe that once the Holy Spirit comes with it, the Holy Spirit is gentle with us, but you begin to feel an uncomfortability. It doesn't feel right. People that smoke, you know, smoke dope or whatever, and they said they just didn't feel like doing it anymore. It just didn't seem right. Nobody had to say, you can't do this, you can't do that, and if you were saved so and so and so and so. The Spirit works on you when it's time. And that you let go of those things of the world, slowly but surely. The clubs just don't have it anymore. You go there and you don't see what you used to see. You go there and you see the desolation and the pain and the depression and the loneliness in the face mm-hmm. of in the face of the people that are there. Which at one time you went there and those were all your friends and you said this is the party and that's you know a good place to be. But the mm-hmm. spirit will allow you to see what's really happening in those situations. What mm-hmm. those people that you thought were friends really have, what their agenda truly is and what's mm-hmm. motivating you. And you no longer want to be there because it's uncomfortable for the Holy Spirit that's in you to be there.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Any more comments before we move on? Amen. For those of you that's coming on, I just see a 919 that just came on also. We are the topic is God has a plan for your life. And we are on 1 Corinthians. We're talking 1 Corinthians 9 through 16. So when you get an opportunity, you can kind of go back and just, you know, kind of go over it and prayerfully, you know, the Lord will just speak to you as you are going over it. We are 2:14. It says, but the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God. And I want you to understand that the natural man, speaking about, that's not talking about being associated with God. The natural man is talking about, as we talked about, the average person. You know, as my sister just said, talking about being in the clubs or wherever the case may be, the natural, the things that we are naturally used to doing. The natural man receives not the Spirit of God. And as she said, you know, when you're there, you're amongst all the naturals. If you're not in tune with the Word of God, then you're not going to see that. You're going to feel comfortable where you are. But once you step into the realm, you begin to start to develop a relationship with God and begin to start to share time with your best friend, then God begins to start to reveal those things which are unnatural. Amen? So when it says, but the man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, meaning that you cannot, if you're in the natural or the world, you cannot receive the things of God. Because it's saying when you are natural or when you're living a natural life of separated from God, that's a life of foolishness. You do foolish things. You make foolish decisions that are not related or nothing that is in relationship to God. They are foolish. And it says neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Because they are spiritually discerned. And when we're looking at it in terms of being spiritually discerned, that's being able, that's when you're able to see what God wants you to see, to understand what God wants you to understand, to be able to see the God is speaking through the Spirit within us, allowing us to be able to see past the natural into the spiritual things. So that's taking it, you know, moving closer, a closer relationship with Christ.
You know what? That line about the natural man. We are super supernatural, supernatural beings, relating to a supernatural God. So natural man is that common man, but once you have the Spirit in you, we develop the ability to discern those things around us through the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the supernatural.
And in the thinking. Mm-hmm. They cannot understand what we understand. See, a lot of people out there, they think naturally, they act naturally, and when we speak spiritual things to them, they can't understand it. It seems like we're speaking Chinese or Japanese or some kind of foreign language because they can't understand the things of the Spirit. And I believe that's what he's saying too.
Now, as far as the supernatural goes, if we are supernatural man, correct? Now, I think I've read in Mark and Matthew, it said it's hard for, it'll be hard for the, hard for a man to be able to enter into the kingdom, but it'll be easy for a camel to go to go through a needle's eye.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so saying that, to say this, I'm kind of far as supernatural. Would we still be considered natural?
Absolutely.
Well, we are.
Absolutely.
You can go back into the scripture. It says, "For we all sin and fall short of the glory of God."
Can you hear me?
Meaning that we are all every day. If we have to constantly be about God's business every day. Because listen, let me tell you something. We can change any time. If we're not holding close and being obedient to the Word of God and following what God is saying, then we tend to go back into the world. Because here it is, we are, once we accept Christ in our life, that old, we're no longer in the old. Now we are, there's a new person. Does that make sense? We're a new person. And once we fall into that new person, we have to constantly remain obedient. It's like telling your child, reminding your child of what that child is not supposed to be doing.
Okay.
But your child is still going to be out there and to be amongst their friends. Your child is going to still be out there amongst your friends and have to deal with the criticism and everything else, but to hold on to your values that you're teaching that child. So it's always going to be a challenge. But the parent usually tells the child that the rewards are is when you listen and obey. So once you fall off of listening and obeying, then you're falling right back into that old, those old before my child.
Okay.
It's constantly a challenge, day by day. And that's why we have to say it's pray without ceasing. We have to always pray without ceasing. That means nonstop.
Okay, I'm still not quite getting. How can we be considered? How could we be considered the supernatural man? I mean, I guess you have to get to a certain level in
well, when,
your.
No, what I'm saying when we say super control, we mean that you're in our natural self. Operating without the Lord, without the Holy Spirit guiding us, without God ordering our steps. That's the natural man. In my natural self, in my flesh, I'm one type of person. But when the Spirit, when I use the Spirit to direct me, that I'm Christ, I belong to Christ. You understand what I'm saying? So that's a supernatural thing for the Holy Spirit. Get dwelled within me. That's supernaturally. That's
spiritual.
Say it again.
Sister, you're right there at it. If how can I put this? If do you have to be at a certain level? I mean, do you have to be, say, a deacon or priest, an elder, a minister, or can a person like me obtain that type of status at my stage of study?
You already have it, brother. You already have it.
You know what? Let me tell you something.
You
can be faithful in the Bible of Peter and Paul. Remember, Paul was an enemy of the Jews. Remember, he was out to slaughter them, to persecute them, and so forth. But in their ministry, even though he came along late in the game, even though he came late in the game, even after Jesus Christ had been crucified, his ministry was still strong, and he was able to confront Peter and to chastise Peter about a way that he was looking and doing things, because Peter was doing some things that was questionable. He put his back on the path. So it's not about how long you've been praying, how old you are in Christ. It's about your heart. It's about your commitment to the Lord. It's about your heart. It's about asking the Holy Spirit. And if you want the fullness of everything that the Holy Spirit has for you, you pray for that and you ask for that. Some folks can only take a little bit at a time. But if you want all of it, you pray for that and you delve in for all of it, because it has nothing to do. There's no graduation. There's no class left. No, you know, you get promoted to the next grade. It's not about that. That stuff about bishops and different functions and all the folks in the church, you don't see that in the Bible. There's no order that you got to be. If you're here for 10 years, and you can be promoted to a prayer partner. And if you're here for so-and-so, you can do that. That's a man-made thing. That's not God's thing. The Holy Spirit doesn't say that. You pray and ask for what you want, and he will give it to you.
Okay, thank you. I understand perfectly now.
Amen.
Thank you.
And I just want to say that we are spiritual beings in a natural body to live in this natural planet Earth. But we, once we get saved, we become one with Christ. And we are now heavenly bound, and we are to do just like Christ did, his will in the earth, God's will in the earth. But we are spiritual beings, and when we continue to surrender our lives, God puts his super on our natural to create greater things in the earth.
Okay. I don't mean to keep interrupting and taking Brother John off of this topic there, but I need to understand that. But I'm learning, and that was a good lesson for me. I like that. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That was quite all right. You know, we're going to, as we are really over time, and we're going to dive into the mind. The last, which is 2:16, it says, "For he has known the mind of the Lord, that he has instructed." For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. And that's where it talks about in terms of having a renewed mind. Once we have our mind made up of who we are in Christ, that's that renewed mind. That means staying on the course. And the Bible is a pathway of how we are to live our life. And if we live our life according to that pathway, if we walk that journey in our life according to that pathway, it's saying that we have the mind of Christ. We are following Christ and not the world.
And what God knows, and what God knows, he reveals to us who love him. Not to the world, but to us who love him. He reveals himself. He reveals his plan unto us.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, and that's right back to what we're saying, what the topic is, for those of you that's listening. God has plans for your life. Let me say that again. God has plans, and I'm pointing to you. God has plans for your life.
Amen.
And all we have to do, all we have to do is listen.
And yield.
Listen for the instruction. Listen for the instruction and allow the Holy
Spirit to make those changes in our lives. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Any last comments? Hallelujah. This has been a wonderful, wonderful discussion. For those of you that tuned in by phone, we thank you so much for being a part of this ministry and just blessing. We're not only blessing each other, but we're blessing to all those who are listening by internet, all those who are listening who do not share, who are listening by phone, who do not say anything. We are blessing each other. And I just pray that God
Amen.
Will continue to use us, to use us to be a light in a dark world. Amen.
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 Keep in mind, we love you, and God loves you most. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week, next Wednesday at 7 o'clock.
Amen.
Amen.
Far beyond what I